July 11, 1990. The Oka crisis is triggered by plans to expand a golf course and build luxury condominiums on disputed lands that include the burial grounds of the Mohawk people. A 78-day violent standoff follows between Mohawk protesters, police and the army in Oka, QC. July 27, 1996. Sprinter Donovan Bailey established a new world record and earned himself a gold medal at the Summer Olympics in Atlanta. The victory set off an outburst of national pride in winning the glamour event of the Olympic Games. February 25, 2010. Canada's women's hockey team won its third Olympic gold medal at the Vancouver Winter Olympics, defeating the U.S. 2-0. The team was later chastised by the media for taking its victory party onto the ice after the fans had left the building. February 28, 2010. The Canadian men's hockey team won the Olympic gold medal at the Vancouver Winter Olympics, defeating the U.S. 3-2 in overtime when center Sidney Crosby, assisted by Jerome Iginla, scored against the U.S. Crosby's goal is considered one of the greatest in the history of Canadian hockey. November 1, 2012. Four women start Idol No More as a national, an online, movement of marches and teach-ins, raising awareness of Indigenous rights and advocating for self-determination. September 9, 2014. The HMS Erebus, one of Sir John Franklin's expedition ships, was found submerged off the coast of King William Island. The ship was part of Sir John Franklin's 1845 expedition to find the Northwest Passage from the Atlantic Ocean to Asia. August 20, 2016. Beloved Canadian rockers The Tragically Hip played their final show to a hometown crowd at the K-Rock Center in Kingston, Ont. It was the last stop on the band's Man Machine Poem Tour, announced in the wake of frontman Gord Downie's diagnosis of terminal brain cancer in December 2015. More than 11 million people, nearly a third of the Canada's population, tuned in to the live CBC broadcast on television, radio and online. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was among the audience members present at the National Celebration, in which the band played from its 30-year catalogue for nearly 3 hours. September 12, 2016. A team from the Arctic Research Foundation, founded by Jim Balsillie, announced that they had found the second lost ship of the Franklin Expedition, HMS Terror, in Nunavut's Terror Bay, north of where the Erebus was found in 2014. November 7, 2016. Poet, novelist, singer and songwriter Leonard Cohen died in Los Angeles, California, at age 82. January 16, 2019. The fossilized soft tissue of agnostids found in the 500-million-year-old Burgess Shale deposit helped researchers prove a connection between the bug-like creatures and trilobites, adding a new branch to the evolutionary tree of life. February 8, 2019. After pleading guilty to 8 counts of first-degree murder, Bruce MacArthur was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years. The 67-year-old former landscaper took his victims from Toronto's gay village, dismembered them and hid the remains in yards and planter boxes owned by his clients. February 8, 2019. Mosque shooter Alexander Bissonnette, who shot and killed 6 men at a mosque in Quebec City on 29 January 2017, was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 40 years. June 3, 2019. The final report of the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls reveals that persistent and deliberate human rights violations are the source of Canada's staggering rates of violence against Indigenous women, girls and LGBTQ2S people. The report gives 231 calls for justice to governments, police forces and institutions. December 12, 2019. Andrew Scheer resigns as CPC leader. January 7, 2020. The Public Health Agency of Canada issued its first warning about a mysterious and deadly viral illness, which had first been reported a week prior in Wuhan, China. Dr. Theresa Tam is Canada's chief public health officer. January 8, 2020. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced their plans to transition out of their roles as senior members of the royal family. January 20, 2020. Canada's first case of a new coronavirus was reported at Sunnybrook Hospital in Toronto. The patient in question arrived in Toronto on a flight from Guangzhou, China, on the 22nd of January, after previously being in Wuhan. www.thecanadianencyclopedia.ca/n/timeline/100-great-events-in-canadian-history